in the wake of the AFC Championship game. Tony Romo getting a lot of attention for all the predictions, plays he called that then eventually happened. There's a montage out. Somebody strung all the players, all the plays together on video where he called the play, and then it happened just as he said. I love the Romo haters. I don't get it. I don't agree with you at all. I think he's probably one of the best, most insightful guys that does it, and that's just my opinion. I know he talks a lot, but I like him. Turns out, apparently, he says he's received legitimate offers to, you know, suit up again
right.
by teams in the NFL who actually think 38 is Tom Brady has proved it.
Yeah.
I was Tony Romo that good as a quarterback?
He was a good quarterback.
Yeah,
he was not great.
Yeah.
You know, he was good. A lot of people would get on because there was some fourth quarter. Because, you know.
Lapses.
And the other side of that was he had to force it because Dallas didn't have a great. You know, he had
receiving
to try to force.
Core?
Whatever it was, they didn't have enough weapons, and he had to try to make things happen. But there was always a key turnover on Romo's part.
Isn't he the one that was with Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, for a short time.
Yeah, and then the fans were against it because he started playing poorly, you know, whatever. Apparently, she was sapping all his mojo. Whatever. And CBS has rejected. You start hearing about Super Bowl ads now. They rejected their first ad, a pro-medical marijuana Super Bowl ad.
Why?
Acreage Holdings, the company, marijuana and cannabis investment firm, was rejected. They put an ad together. It was rejected by the suits at CBS. It was aimed to create an advocacy campaign for constituents who are being lost in the dialogue. Let me see here. Currently, under CBS broadcast standards, it does not currently accept cannabis-related advertising. The times they are a changing, man. The times they are a changing. Okay, 7:34. We got Who's the Douchebag coming up in about 30 minutes. All right?
Yes.
And the Buzz 24/7 later today. One of the things that we talked about a little bit yesterday in the course of the Buzz 24/7, something we'll come back and do. But I do have a bit of a pop quiz for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Pop quiz that we'll do when we come back. So. For those of you that get excited about that, Laura hears pop quiz, and she just, boom.
Bang, she's already got the answers.
Oh, turkey's Woo. Done. She's ready. We'll get back to that. I'll give it to you next.
Nobody move! Now, we all committed to coming here and having fun, so we are going to have fun! Start enjoying yourselves right now!
This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.